Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Alcorn Auto Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. And the program is being paid for by Davidson Advertising and Alan Shoes. This is show number 36, and today is Saturday, January 9th, 2021.
And hello, my name is Alan McCloskey. My wife, Annette, and I own and operate Alan Shoes in Tucson. And as hosts of this show, Rob and I are committed to serving you, our listening audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, and improving your business. We created this show to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. Through all of our shows, we have been discussing the latest news. On most shows, we interviewed leaders in the community and have shared with you their experiences, their knowledge, and some of them have shared with you their stories of struggles and success. Now, I'm calling in today. Rob and I decided, since one of us was suffering from a cold, that we're going to separate, and we are practicing social distancing and making sure we're not getting each other sick, and we encourage the rest of you to do the same, don't we, Rob?
Absolutely, Alan. You know, no reason to take a chance, and especially with what's going on now in Arizona, I guess we're at the epicenter of the epidemic right now. So you got to be careful out there, folks, no matter what anyone says.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Rob, and I'm hoping that our listeners do too, because we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We are getting pretty close to the end of this year. We know it's several months of vaccine introduction, but we can see how we can come out of it. And later on in our show, we're going to share with you some techniques, some tidbits of how you're going to survive through the rest of the pandemic. In segment two, we'll be updating you on the PPP loans, the CARES Act news, relative to the first loan, the second loan. In segment three, we're going to update you on Capitol Hill issues that happened this week. If you haven't heard about them, I don't know where you've been. Segment four, we have our sarcastic quotes and putts of the week nominees. We just slipped in an important article, Rob and I, just before the show. However, we should occasionally get back to the original premise of our show, and that's to help business people out there to deal with the impact of the pandemic. For many of you, your bottom line was not as good in 2020 as in 2019. We've got some ideas for you. Rob, what do you have to share with us?
Well, Alan, there's no question that the current health and economic crisis has shifted priorities for small business. However, one priority above all remains unchanged, and that's building a healthy bottom line. Profit isn't the only priority, of course, but it's a major focus. Staying profitable means staying in business, and that usually means marketing. Yet, with all that's changing around you daily, how can you as a small business owner maximize your company's marketing efforts while addressing shifting consumer expectations, economic downturns in startups, and different buyer behavior? Content marketing remains one of the most effective ways to achieve marketing goals. Succeeding at content marketing is the new economic environment, means thinking creatively about content, how you create it, where you publish it, and how it gets promoted. Consider these eight ways to improve your content marketing game right now. Start with a funnel-aware content audit. Conduct a content audit for your brand that takes into account the stages of your brand sales funnel. For each stage in your sales funnel, your content should speak to the prospects there specifically. What does that target audience need to know? What do you have to do to help guide them to step-by-step to the next stage? Audit existing content in terms of that funnel so you know where the existing gaps are. That will tell you where you need to focus your energies and prioritize your expectations. Explore in-house content capabilities. Thanks to technological advances, it's never been simpler or easier to create all kinds of great content assets for your brand. You might also have some unappreciated talent among your existing team members. Capturing images and editing them, short videos, blogging, white papers, all can be done in-house, and you don't need a huge financial investment to make such content creation a reality. Hire a freelancer, or take the opposite approach and hire a freelancer to push out some top-quality content for your prospects. You don't necessarily need to agree to a long-term frequent use contract. One blog post every week or month, for example, or a white paper each quarter might provide the competitive content edge you need to convert some more users into paying customers. Take a fresh look at storytelling. Storytelling and marketing has evolved from buzzword to tested strategy. Now's the time to look for better, smaller stories. Put existing content to work harder. Check your analytics for your website and your social media accounts and identify the top performing and most popular pieces of content. Then look for ways you can repurpose that content and extend its useful life. Update old stories so they maintain their SEO punch, extend blog posts into the white papers. Get animated. The realities of the current health crisis can mean that it is not safe to put people right next to each other. As a result, making videos can be a real challenge, if not impossible. Instead, explore animated demo and explainer videos. Agencies can create dynamic, visually captivating, and highly persuasive videos for your brand. And these days, video marketing is no longer optional. No other content medium is quite as packed with potential for furthering your message and helping it stick with the landing of your prospects. And loosen up on social a little bit. If you've been uncertain about your social media approach, consider lightening up and letting your personality shine. Lots of brands are cashing it in on social media with a little personal flair. Check out brands like Wendy's and Moon Pie on Twitter, or the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City on Instagram. Yes, it's impossible that you might rub a few folks the wrong way. Hey, but that's one of the risks you take nowadays. And show your audience you're still there. Digital marketing efforts should aim at getting your prospects to join your list so you can first segment those subscribers in ways that make sense for your products or services. Then send them down individual messages that encourage them down your funnel. Make sure you include calls to action and lead capture forms on your best content. And Alan, one of the other things I would like to recommend to folks is you still need to take a look at traditional media. You know, a lot of people have moved all their monies into the digital formats, but traditional media still works for a lot of people, as you well know, and it's something that you really need to take into consideration.
In this show, Rob and I research a lot during the week, and he was just reading from some article that we pulled up. But Rob himself, he's an expert, local expert in marketing, and this week, Rob, I caught a little glimpse of what it could be a show that's a little video show, and it was from Lillard Design Works LLC, and you were being interviewed, and I thought it was lots of information. So, folks, if you need some information on marketing that kind of gives you a tutorial that you want to share with your staff, reach out to Rob at 629-9555. He'll share with you that video presentation that he was part of. It's kind of like a podcast, but with video. And, Rob, what else do you have to share with our listeners this morning?
Well, Alan, we've got lots of interesting information today. We've got the PPP loans that are coming up to talk about. Something that I found kind of interesting, because this is a big deal and a lot of people kind of forgotten about it, but you know, the Consumer Electronics Show, that big show that Las Vegas has every year, has about 170,000 people come. Well, you know, it's going to be coming up on Monday, Alan, but it's going to be all virtual this year. CES 2021 kicks off Monday, one of the largest consumer electronic exhibitions in the world. CES is normally held in Las Vegas, but this year it's virtual. Like many large public gatherings, CES 2021 was upended by the coronavirus pandemic. The show includes all kinds of virtual announcements from heavy hitters like LG, Samsung, NVIDIA, Dell, HP, and Lenovo, as well as a host of others. Unfortunately, you'll still need to pay a hefty fee to stream the show. That's why we'll be bringing you all the greatest news and interviews from that showcase later on next week, hopefully. It's all about working from home, though. We might have turned the calendar to a new year, but the coronavirus is still surging through countries across the world, and that means millions of people are continuing to work from home if they're fortunate enough to be able to do so. According to Canalys, the global PC market grew by 13% in the third quarter of 2020, the most growth the industry has seen in 10 years. And you can bet big-name firms like Asus, Acer, Dell, HP, and Lenovo won't want to miss out on the chance to see further growth as the need for PCs continues throughout the new year. Gaming is as hot as ever with people staying home. There's more things that they want to do. Autonomous cars and improved infotainment are going to be on the shelf this year. Everybody's going to be talking about that. And there's going to be a lot of new televisions, Alan. These TVs are going to be able to do everything. So it's going to be kind of interesting if you're interested in that kind of thing and you want to sign up for the CES. It, like I said before, there is a charge to stream it, but it's going to be an interesting program this year.
You know, I used to really be into electronics, wanted to have the latest TV, the electronics. My wife thinks, you know, I'm still into those gadgets, but really, I think it's like information overload a little bit. And I kind of admire some of these people, Rob, out there that are able to just kick back, turn off everything, and just relax. I'm just highly stressed now by all the information coming at us, especially this week with the, all the information on the Capitol. I want to stay up to date, but some of this information is just driving me crazy. What about you, Rob?
Absolutely. You know, Alan, my wife and I lightly find ourselves listening to some music in the house. We turn on one of the cable channels that features all music, whether it's light jazz or something very relaxing. I think that's really important. And you know, something I do, and Alan, I've been pushing this forever and ever, and I'm encouraging people to do it. Exercise is so important right now. If you're stressed, go take a nice long walk. We've got beautiful weather here in Tucson. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better place. And you'll feel a lot better when you get those endorphins going. It really does work.
You know, Rob and I are highly technical a little bit, and maybe a little bit too much, when we share lots of articles back and forth over the internet and we prepare for this show. And right now I'm trying to triple task by looking up different articles and see if there's more updates we need to give to our listeners. You know, my wife says I'm a workaholic, but I just realized, you know, I'm only really working half time, Rob, because I only work about 12 hours a day and there's 24 hours in a day. And
you don't get much sleep anymore, right, Alan? So, heck, you could even probably work 18, 19 hours a day. So,
I'm taking up that habit of waking up two or three times in the middle of the night, and it's not good for you because, you know, I need to grow my brain cells, and I'm going the other way. But I also want to mention before we break here that it's the old saying goes, I'd rather be lucky than good, and we want to let people know that this is the week if you're going to buy lottery tickets. Well, listen, the chances are even more extreme, but there's the big Powerball drawing coming up, and these are pretty high amounts. Anyhow, you're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. Our show is produced by the Moderate Broadcasting Group. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 6299-555. If you know of a longtime business that we should be highlighting, please call Rob and let him know. And we're going to break right now, so come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen's Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing, featuring our 5-crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you've come to trust. Our 5-crown service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing, our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner of Alan Shoes. You know, it's time for you to plan for your survival past this pandemic. If you've been suffering, you may not get another chance beyond the second PPP loan. The first PPP loan was a trial run. But let's get serious now about how you use and plan out and plan for survival and use the second loan, because you may not get a third opportunity. So what I've been doing in my business is trying to do a financial plan and trying to use the second PPP loan, which I fully expect to get, and trying to determine how am I going to use it and how am I going to make it past the vaccine introductions till we get to the point where we're really starting to make a recovery. And some of you out there are actually doing better during the pandemic, and I applaud you and I appreciate all the efforts you're making, but there's many other people that are having sales declines, and that affected their ability to maintain employees. And, you know, just be very careful about what you're doing. So some of the advice we're going to give you in this segment has to do with this second PPP loan and a little bit about the first one, Rob. So why don't you read from what you have, and if I find some other interesting information, I'm going to add it to it, okay?
Sure, Alan. Well, first of all, going back to the first PPP loan, the IRS offers guidance on deducting PPP expenses. The Internal Revenue Service and the Treasury Department released guidance Wednesday on claiming deductions for expenses associated with the PPP loans. The guidance in Revenue Ruling 2021-02 also reverses previous guidance issued last year by the IRS and the Treasury, when Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin fiercely opposed the ability to deduct expenses related to forgiveness of PPP loans. Industry groups, including the American Institute of CPAs, lobbied for the ability to write off such expenses, arguing it would help struggling businesses, and was in line with congressional intent when the CARES Act was passed last year, setting up the PPP loans. The latest coronavirus relief bill included a provision that allows the expenses to be deductible and revives the PPP, with a fresh round of $284 billion in funding. So millions of business owners are going to get some help soon. The Small Business Administration and the Treasury are preparing to revive the PPP loans. In the latest round, businesses that received loans last year will be able to borrow up to $2 million as long as they have no more than 300 employees and suffered at least a 25% drop in quarterly revenue. First-time borrowers with no more than 500 workers will be able to borrow up to $10 million. The loans, which can be forgiven, will have a 5-year term and carry an interest rate of 1%. The SBA will initially accept only applications submitted by community financial institutions, or CFIs, lenders who customers are minority-owned and economically disadvantaged businesses. Starting this Monday, applications for first-time borrowers submitted by these lenders will be accepted, followed by applications for second loans on Wednesday. SBA said it would begin accepting applications from all its lenders within a few days of that initial period. As with the first two rounds of the PPP, applications must be submitted online at banks and other SBA-approved lenders. All applications must be submitted and approved by March 31st. Loan amounts are calculated using a company's payroll expenses. Businesses can use either their 2019 or 2020 payroll to compute how much money they are going to ask for. Companies will have 24 weeks from the date they receive a loan to use the money. While 60% of the proceeds must be used for a payroll in order for loans to be forgiven, companies can use the rest for employee health benefits, mortgage interest, rent, utilities, and expenses that are essential to business operations. The PPP is being restarted under the coronavirus relief Congress approved in late December, providing for $284 billion in new loans. So, Alan, help is on the way.
You know, your article that you read is about the same as the article that I'm reading. I'm reading from the Journal of Accountancy, so a Journal of Accountancy journalofaccountancy.com. And in there was something that was issued yesterday that essentially has the same information. So it's this Monday they're going to be opening, and you need to determine whether Monday's good enough, Wednesday's good enough, whether the bank you're dealing with has an online portal. Hopefully this weekend you'll get an email if you've already are dealing with a bank that will lead you to the right place. Then you got to dig up all your records. So the question is, you should probably get at your disposal this weekend, Rob, I guess, all the information you used the last time, because they're going to ask a lot of questions. They're going to want to know what either your 2019 or 2020 payroll is. There's this form called the 941 form, and your payroll service, or you, if you file it yourself, you yourself should have that information at your disposal, including your EIN number and all the information that you used last time to apply. And if you're not familiar with this, I think I would call your friends, call in all your, you know, call your CPA, get that information, because I'm not sure how far $284 billion will go. It seems like a big number, but we spent more than that last time, Rob.
Well, we did, Alan, and, you know, as we know, last time this thing was riddled with fraud and all kinds of other things, so I'm assuming that it won't be quite as bad this time. And the fact that you have to show a 25% minimum loss of revenue, I mean, that's going to make a difference, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last time all they asked you was there a chance, were you afraid that your revenue might go down? There wasn't a specific number. So at the time anybody applied, most everybody was uncertain how their business was going to be. So that's why so many people were able to get it. So I think this will limit some. It'll probably make it a lot easier for some. And hopefully people will take advantage of it if they're able, and those that can't will leave it alone, because the last thing we need is for businesses that don't need it taking the money from businesses that do.
You know, I have another phrase that I want to share with our listeners, and that's called the earned income tax credit. And there maybe not the one, there's some other tax credit coming about, but I'm going to tell you, there's so much information coming through my head, Rob, I'm having trouble keeping it straight. But there's this other credit that changed with this law as we moved into the PPP, and it has to do with when you brought people back to work and you had a choice. If you had taken the PPP, you weren't eligible for a benefit where you could take some tax credits against the Social Security taxes that you had withheld and paid to the government and matched up. And now you had an opportunity to go back into 2020. So you might have some hidden credits there. So you really need to educate yourself as a business person about everything that you could do to provide some income to your business or some government programs. I don't know where they're going to get all this money, Rob, that they're taking out of the Social Security fund, but that's what they're using. You know, you get a credit against those taxes. So you got to be very careful about all these things. And if you have any more information, Rob, that you want to add about some of these rules changes, you go right ahead right now.
Well, Alan, I really don't. My only recommendation to folks is get yourself some good advice. If you don't have a CPA, find a CPA, talk to somebody. It's worth the expense, because we're talking about a lot of money here for a lot of people. And if you have to spend a few hundred dollars to get some expert advice on this, I really highly recommend it, because there's so many minefields as far as this goes. And good advice is worth every penny you pay for it. And there's plenty of qualified people in Tucson that can help you with this. So that's my recommendation. Don't take any chances, especially if you're really on the ropes and this loan is really going to be important to your future. You need to spend the money wisely. Go out and get some help.
You know, some of these key updates that people need to understand is that now the PPP loans cover additional expenses that are eligible for loan forgiveness, including operation expenditure, property damage costs, supplier costs, and worker protection expenditures. So this PPE expense can be covered by part of these funds. You know, there was some restrictions last time where you had to either cover for payroll, and then you had to have some rent, and you had some other things, but so this is a little bit easier this time, and some of these changes go back to the first loan. So the PPP provides greater flexibility for and a cleaner definition of seasonal employees. Certain existing PPP borrowers can request to modify their first draw PPP loan. So we're coming up against our hard break for the news, and so catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. We have our last shows up there, and that's very interesting. You can listen to some of our great guests that we've had over the time. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. In the next segment, we have lots of things to share with you regarding the Capitol Hill riots, and we'll be right back after our news and our commercial break.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. A new year normally means return to work for Hollywood actors and crew, but an unrelenting pandemic has movie and TV makers considering a longer hiatus.
I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired!
That viral clip of Tom Cruise yelling on the set of Mission Impossible 7 to enforce social distancing gets at the challenge for the entire industry. One positive COVID test can shut down an entire production. And with hospitalizations close to the breaking point in Los Angeles County, new film permits are starting to drop off. CBS has delayed five of its shows, including NCIS, by a week because of the surge, and the Walt Disney Company's also bumped some of its shows' restart date to mid-January. Still, LA's mayor, Eric Garcetti, is encouraging studios to press on despite the surge. He says sets are rigorously tested and much more controllable spaces than the general public. Nathan Hager, Bloomberg.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is lashing back after being permanently banned by Twitter after it said he used his account to incite this week's deadly violence at the Capitol. But political analyst Larry Sabato says,
"This is goodbye to the Trump family."
This as House Democrats prepare for an impeachment vote next week. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The new article of impeachment, incitement of insurrection, alleges that President Trump's conduct on Wednesday gravely endangered the security of the United States.
With more than 3,500 dying of COVID-19 yesterday in the U.S., CBS News medical consultant Dr. David Aga says distribution of the vaccine needs to be stepped up.
The sooner we get the initial vaccine out there, the better we're going to do. With one shot, you get about 60% of immunity after 10 to 14 days. And then hopefully weeks later, you get that second shot where you can really get the full immunity. But we have to get it rolling out better across the country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes. And-
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra wide widths of men's and women's shoes. The best selection of wide width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
RLC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I own and operate Alan Shoes in Tucson. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the Capitol Hill news, the riots this week. But the original premise of our show was not to be political. However, Rob and I soon realized that none of us can recover from the civil unrest and unless there's certainty, more certainty in the marketplace. There's so much uncertainty and so much rhetoric that it's damaging the ability and it's damaging people's willingness to come and shop and to visit stores and to do business. And Rob, you've been the first one that's been saying, or the main one on our show that's been saying, that we need to tone down the rhetoric.
Absolutely, Alan. I've been saying it for weeks. The politicians need to tone it down. It's just getting out of hand. It puts people ill at ease. They don't want to go out and buy cars. They don't want to buy homes. You know, it's just bad for business. You know, we need to get back to business. People need to get on the same page. You know, we're all Americans, and we do have different opinions about things, but at the end of the day, we need to come together and do what's right for our country. And it's just hard to see. I think we all probably feel about the same as what happened on Wednesday. It was unbelievable to see it. Probably the worst thing I've ever seen in our country in my life. Worse than 9/11, I think. Probably worse than many other things. So it was just despicable. And we need to move on.
You know, we're going to share with you just a little bit of the highlights of some of the Capitol Hill riots and the arrest of some people, just so you have an idea how bad things got here. But, you know, it is beyond the time, and you can blindly follow a political party and be okay with everything they do. And I think even some of the congressmen and senators this week realized that. And as they were coming back from their break that day that was interrupted by the riots, some of them came back and said, you know what, I'm not going to push this issue here. And others were not so smart. But I'm going to tell you something, Rob, and maybe you agree, maybe you don't, but stupidity doesn't always follow one political party. There's no shortage of stupidity, and there's things being done on both sides of the political spectrum that's a little outlandish, don't you think?
Absolutely, Alan. I mean, both sides are doing things that are not good for our country. I'll be honest with you, and I'll tell people my story. That's one of the reasons I've been a registered independent for many years. And, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this on the way in this morning. In the state of Arizona, unless you're running for office, there's no reason to be affiliated with a party. I don't know if you knew this, Alan, but if you're an independent voter, you can choose which primary you vote in every time a primary comes around. So you can pick and choose whether you want to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary, you know, if there's someone you want to vote against or if there's someone you want to vote for. So I think more and more people are going to come to the conclusion that there's no reason to be affiliated with a party, and they're going to be independents. I think a big proportion of Arizona voters now are independents, and I bet you after this thing there's going to be a lot more coming around the pike, because we've got some serious issues with some of the politicians, especially the ones up in the Maricopa County area. We got a couple of congressmen up there that were part of this deal, and we've got a couple of state legislators down here that kind of fanned the flames a little bit, and I certainly hope that come next election time the voters remember.
Let's pull up that article, Rob, about the at the time that I pulled it up, and the news is probably worse than this now. There were 82 arrests for the Capitol Hill break-in. Let's just at least cover that subject just a little bit so people understand just how bad it got.
Well, there were, as of the other night, there were 82 arrests. The most common charge was for violating the curfew imposed by Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser. Another 37 people were arrested on suspicion of unlawful entry. Here's some other violations. You've got carrying a pistol without a license, possession of unregistered ammunition, possession of a large-capacity ammunition feeding device, assault on a police officer, defacing property, and possession of prohibited weapons. And evidently, Alan, I would have guessed that there's going to be murder charges coming out of this as well for the police officer that was killed by someone or some people that hit him with a fire extinguisher. I'm imagining that the at some point video or somebody will step forward and they will implicate those folks that did that. And, you know, it's interesting. I was looking the other day and I saw an article about a gentleman. He was a pretty high-level employee at a marketing firm in Chicago. He was fired for being a part of this part of the riot the other day. And this brings up an interesting point for employers, Alan. Trump supporters who were fired from their jobs for participating in Wednesday's siege on the U.S. Capitol may be asking themselves if their termination was legal. Dozens of Trump supporters were arrested after storming the Capitol, and Reuters reported that internet detectives identified some participants who were later fired by their employers. Even for those fired Trump supporters who did nothing illegal, it may still be perfectly legal for their employees to employers to fire them, at least under federal law. Under federal law, aside from workplace complaints, there are a few limits on a private employer's right to terminate a worker over forms of speech, such as participating in a protest. This was according to Amanda Sonnenborn, a partner at King & Spalding and part of the firm's global human capital and compliance practice. However, some states and local jurisdictions, she said, do offer employees protection from being fired over their lawful off-duty activities, including political activities. It totally varies state by state, she said. Most famously, California has an express protection of employees' rights to speak on political issues and limitations on an employer's ability to take action for employees' off-duty conduct or off-duty political speech. Government employees, on the other hand, are entitled to broader safeguards under the First Amendment, which protects free speech and the right to assemble. To the extent to which demonstrating in the mall in Washington, D.C. would be constitutionally protected, a state actor or government employer couldn't take any adverse action against an employee for doing that, she said. Regardless of whether somebody works for the private or public sector, employees can always get fired for breaking the law. The real issue there is going to be, was the activity just a political expression that might be protected under some state law, or was it a crime? You can always be fired for engaging in criminal activity. Demonstrators who illegally trespassed into the Capitol, for instance, could be easily terminated, especially if it was caught on video. So, you know, Alan, there's a lot of implications out there for employers when this comes around, and there's going to be more of this coming out.
You know, Arizona is a right-to-work state, which basically means also that, you know, we have a policy in the state that you as an employer can dismiss an employee for any reason that's not illegal. So your definition of what's an illegal firing or not needs to be discussed with an HR professional. There's a lot of those professionals in the community here, and I implore some of you to seek that advice because you need to determine what you can do and what you can't do. You know, in the next segment, we're going to push an article about some Arizona people that were arrested as part of the Capitol Hill and maybe discuss some of the Arizona things going on here. But I'm going to tell you here that, you know, there are people in society that we now know that are just waiting for the opportunity to create havoc. They are really unhappy people personally with their lives, and they've decided that given an opportunity, when the fuse is lit, they're going to go and participate and create some havoc. And that's what we're seeing here, that we're not really understand how the rhetoric has set off this fuse until now. And now people are upset, but we really should have seen this coming, Rob. So, you know, that's part of our issue. I want to break a little early here, if it's okay with you, Rob, because we got plenty to put in this segment for. And, you know, we really want to end the show with that in mind here. But we've got some news going on. So we're going to break a little early. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Please come back after our commercial break when we have segment four, and that's our famous segment we have every week. Please come back.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Alcorn Auto Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Allen Shoes. You know, Rob, I was just saying in the last segment, there's no shortage of stupidity. And that goes for, it isn't just people who you might have seen at Capitol Hill. There are people involved that are in, you know, even in Arizona, or came back to Arizona, and you had a little short article to read about the Arizonans that are arrested so far after the rampage at the U.S. Capitol. And I thought we'd share a little bit of that. Can you pull that article up?
Yeah, in fact, I've got an update on that, Alan. And this will help some folks, too, because I'm sure they saw this character on TV. Jake Angeli, in his recognizable fur bonnet with horns, became notorious for his role as part of the mob that attacked the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Much of the nation saw him for the first time that day. He became the first person of interest listed by the Metropolitan Police in a list of photos of those involved. But his demonstrations and those of other militant patriot groups have deep roots in Arizona. The Arizona Republic explored them in an investigation in 2020, which found that their movement has been motivated at least partly by dark and hate-filled beliefs. The Arizona Republic reviewed thousands of posts, comments, photos, and videos from a members-only Facebook page where patriots developed their beliefs and planned activities over more than 2 years. The posts contained Islamophobic and racist rhetoric, and followers traded in conspiracies and false information. The group also dabbled in QAnon, which falsely imagines a child sex ring run by high-level politicians, and Trump was on a mission to expose it. Angeli is profiled in a report on QAnon, false flags and conspiracy theories. While there's no basis in fact, these ideas have helped build community among their followers. Our report documented how online disinformation led members to tumble down the rabbit hole of hate and conspiracy. The series revealed the rise and eventual collapse of a duo that drove Patriot activity in Arizona. It also detailed the Patriot movement's influence within Arizona Republican politics, which has been building for years. That influence has shaped party governance, school policy, and life and death decisions at the highest levels of state government. The series also traced the roots of hate and conspiracy in Arizona by profiling the life and posthumous influence of William Cooper, a shortwave radio host who planted the seeds of QAnon conspiracy theory and died in a hail of bullets outside his compound above Eager, Arizona. So a lot of this stuff is Arizona-based, Alan, unfortunately, and this is what we're dealing with.
You know, let's go. We're going to come back at the end of the show during our putt segment and talk a little bit about some Arizona things that are involved in all this. But let's talk a little bit. We have a little short article also about media jobs being cut. Rob, can you pull that one up? And I can't. I had a little technical confusion on my end. But go ahead. What about the media jobs being cut?
Well, Alan, it seems like 30,000 media jobs were cut last year because of the pandemic, and many of them are not going to be coming back. Unfortunately, these jobs were in newsrooms, sales offices, television, radio, newspaper. They go all through the whole industry. It's really kind of a sad situation because, as you know, the media is a big part of our company, of our country. And so this is not going to come back too soon. They're anticipating that about 1,500 of these 30,000 might be hired back next year. Newspapers all over are hurting. It's quite a situation, and a lot of people have been affected by the pandemic. So the media is definitely being impacted by this.
You know, we try to bring a little lightheartedness to our show every week. So segment four is an interesting segment for us. We talk about these sarcasm quotes, and we've got another 10 quotes here. It had to do with a ParadeMagazine.com at Parade.com article about sarcasm. So we're going to start off with 181, Rob.
181, Alan. Be happy. It drives people crazy.
182. They say ignorance is bliss, but I find yours rather disturbing.
Number 183, sometimes the first step towards forgiveness is realizing the other person was born an idiot.
Number 184, being an adult is looking both ways before you cross the street and getting hit by an airplane.
185, you can be whatever you want. However, in your case, you should probably aim low.
Number 186, I'm not lazy. I'm on energy saving mode.
187, it might look like I'm doing nothing, but at the cellular level, I'm really quite busy.
Number 188, I'm currently under construction. Thank you for your patience.
189, whenever I go running, I meet new people, like paramedics.
Number 190, I lost your number. I lost it when I hit delete. That was actually probably one of our best set of 10, Rob.
That was a good set.
I think so. And now we have our Putts of the Week nominees, and we had to throw some out, but we have three good nominees. And let's start off with our Putts. We couldn't call it Putts number one, but we had it labeled number A here, and it's about NCAA football and a certain coach from Chattanooga.
Yes, Alan. A Chattanooga football assistant coach no longer has his job after he disparaged Stacey Abrams on social media. The school announced Thursday morning that Chris Malone had been fired after a Tuesday night tweet calling Abrams Fat Albert, along with other insults because of the results of the Georgia Senate elections. There is absolutely no evidence that any significant voter fraud took place in Georgia in either November or January. Abrams is a former Georgia state legislator and a gubernatorial candidate. And Alan, she should be hailed for what she did. She got lots of people registered to vote, got them out to vote, and this is what happens. She did it legally, she did it lawfully, and now this guy who's disparaging her, he lost his job. Very, very appropriate for him.
Our second putt is someone, I believe this person in the past won our Putts of the Year award, wasn't it, Rob?
Yes, she did, Alan. The head of the Arizona Republican Party is making a last-minute plea to a member of the Supreme Court to give her the ruling she wants that could keep President Trump in the White House for another 4 years. We are asking that our case go straight to the justice in charge of the Fifth Circuit, said Kelly Ward on Monday. She figures it going directly to Justice Samuel Alito, asking him to immediately bar Vice President Pence from following the procedures and federal electoral count vote might get her what she wanted. So she was continuing, Alan, to beat that drum and continues to beat it and continues to beat it, even though the whole situation was taken care of. And who knows what else is going to come. And, you know, this is one of the reasons, Alan, I keep saying these people have to tone it down. They just have to tone it down. They are stoking flames of fire.
I think there's some other ambition behind her, because, correct me if I'm wrong, she's running for re-election as the GOP chairman of the state, right?
I saw that the other day, Alan, and that's quite interesting. We'll see. We'll see what the Republican members of their party decide to do with her, who's going to run against her, if anyone. I'm sure if she wins, the Democrats will be very, very happy.
I was thinking, I wonder if they would accept a Democrat that you might know to run for that position, and it might tone down the rhetoric.
Well, I think you probably have to be a registered Republican to run for that job. So maybe there's somebody out there that will want to bring the Republican Party back to earth. We'll see what happens.
Let's talk about putz number three. The nominee is some Arizona Republicans that came out after the riots and said that Trump really isn't to blame for the riots. What is that all about?
Well, to hear some Republican politicians in Arizona describe it, the mob that stormed and vandalized the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday was more or less Hillary Clinton's fault, or the left's, or it wasn't as bad as it looked. While none explicitly condoned violence, they also rejected suggestions that President Trump or they themselves might have had something to do with it. Americans are upset, U.S. Representative Paul Gosar, who wrote simply on the right-wing social networking website Parler, where he posted a video of people scaling the walls of the Capitol. They were among those who smashed their way into the building and interrupted congressional debate on Gosar's objection to the counting of Arizona's Electoral College votes, which he falsely claimed were fraudulently won by Biden. The extraordinary scenes Wednesday culminated in a weeks-long effort by multiple Republican legislators in Arizona and others to overturn the results of the election here and nationally. Since Election Day, these Republicans have repeated baseless claims about the election results, using increasingly strident language about the actions they and others would take to ensure Trump remained in the White House. The siege in Washington also is the culmination of more than 4 years of Trump expanding his grip on the Republican Party. State Representative Mark Finchem of Oro Valley said he was scheduled to speak at a protest at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday and posted a video online of rioters on the steps of the building, stating that this is what happens when people feel they have been ignored. He later blamed wrongdoing on leftists, whom he suggested had instigated the violence, contradicting eyewitness accounts that it was the president's supporters who overran police barricades. Several progressive groups and former state representative Adam Quasman, who previously represented Finchem's district, called for Finchem's expulsion from the House for his involvement. Responding to his criticism, though, Finchem said he was not a participant. So it goes on and on, Alan.
There are three nominees, Rob. They're all excellent nominees for this award. Or putz of the week goes to who?
I think the putz of the week goes to anybody who was involved in the riot on Wednesday, Alan, whether it was President Trump, these politicians, Senator Cruz, Senator Hawley, all those folks that made this thing happen. So I think we should make it a collective putz of the week this week, actually.
I agree with you, and we have maybe stronger language that we're holding back on our accusations against him, but you don't arrive to a peaceful demonstration carrying guns, carrying zip ties, carrying material that napalm can be made out of, and ransacking offices and smashing windows and really putting your fellow citizens at harm. And, you know, that's really what's sad in this whole thing here, Rob.
Well, Alan, you know, it looked like a picture out of Guatemala or Honduras, and that's not what we're used to. This is the United States of America. We should be better than that, and we have to be better than that. And I'm just hoping things calm down a little bit, and we can get back to business and move forward.
How much time do we have left on the clock, Rob?
Well, we've got about 30 seconds, Alan, so we better get ready to say goodbye. But it's been an interesting week and an interesting show, and, you know, next week we're going to try to bring some more business ideas back to our folks. But it's been an interesting week. Sure has.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you're a retailer, a restaurant owner, any business that struggled through the last few months, or simply someone just interested in business, we think this is the show for you. It's Back to Business with Rob and Alan.
Have a great week, everyone.